Well, they buy it and they don't know why. Why do people buy a Picasso painting? I'm not saying he was a lousy painter. All the art connoisseurs of the world consider him the greatest painter that ever lived. But you want me to tell you the truth? How guys give off. You believe he was a great painter? If they didn't tell you he was a great painter, would you know he's a great painter? Are you influenced to believe he's a great painter, or is this a product of your own judgment? Are you told that this should be your taste, is it a reflection of your real taste? Are you cultured because you appreciate it, or do you really know the difference? The truth is you don't know the difference, because if they didn't tell you it's a Picasso, who in the world would want a putz of a painting like that? Who would want that painting if it wasn't called a Picasso? If your nephew painted a picture like that, you'd put him in a sanitarium, and that's it. You would put him in a sanitarium. Maybe there's a few art connoisseurs that know it's great, but nobody else does. If I came to you with a painting, here's a knife, here's a horse, here's a watermelon, here's a chair, here's a toilet, here's a glass, here's a fetus, here's a foot hanging, here's a thing schlepping. You know what you would say? This is a serial killer. But if they tell you it's a Picasso, oh yeah, bloch, it's a Picasso. I have a friend has a Picasso painting in his house. I'm ashamed to tell him. It's hanging upside down for 9 years. Do you understand this? Am I telling the truth? Oh, here's a better question. Why is Perrier $9 and seltzer is a quarter? Is there any difference between Perrier and seltzer? If it wasn't a status symbol to say Perrier, you would drink seltzer, wouldn't you? Why do you give your person $9 or $12 for Perrier and a quarter for seltzer? If I said to you, here's a glass of seltzer, how much? $9. You would call a cop. But if I say Perrier, oh, state. People are ashamed to even say the word seltzer. Would you take a girl to a nightclub and offer her seltzer? Could you picture a guy sitting with a girl in a nightclub? I love you, darling. I can't live without you. You're my whole life. Would you like a glass of seltzer? You're ashamed to say it. But if you say Perrier, state as the people who make seltzer are stupid. If they called it seltzier, they'd make a fortune. Do you understand this? Make anything into a status symbol, people will buy it. That's why they eat brie. Brie stinks, it smells, it hangs all over. In their own house, nobody would even eat it. As soon as you go to a party, would you like some brie? Yuck. If it cost a quarter, would anybody eat brie? Nobody would eat brie. But it's the most expensive cheese, so you have to prove you love it. And if you don't love it, you're considered an idiot, so you have to develop a taste for it. Everybody tells you the same thing. You have to develop a taste. Why do they insist that you develop a taste? If something stinks, why are you obligated to develop a taste? Why? If it cost a quarter, nobody would tell you to develop a taste. But if it's the most expensive cheese, you feel like a putz if you don't love it. Oh, I develop a taste. You have to develop a taste for your sister-in-law. She's in the family. You can't get rid of her. You have to develop a taste for a piece of cheese. Why do they tell you to develop a taste? Because it stinks. If it didn't stink, you wouldn't have to develop. Anybody ever tell you to develop a taste for potato chip? Nobody told you that. You know why? It tastes good. Anybody tell you to develop a taste for a frankfurter? Never. Tastes good. As soon as something stinks, you have to develop a taste. So you have to walk around nauseous for a year and a half. What are you doing? I'm developing a taste. Do you understand this? It's the same thing as Cajun food. If I gave you a piece of burnt fish, would you eat it? You'd say, get out of here, it's burnt fish. But in the gourmet restaurants, the big thing is to eat Cajun. As soon as you say Cajun, oh, I love it. If it wasn't called Cajun, would anybody eat burnt fish? If I said to you, here, I got a piece of fish, it's burnt, you want it? You would say, yuck, it's burnt fish. Would you eat a burnt bagel? Somebody burns a bagel and says, here, it's a burnt bagel. You would say, schmuck, what are you giving me, a burnt bagel? But if it's called Cajun, oh, a Cajun bagel. Oh. You could burn a guy's whole house down. You call him a Cajun fire. Oh, it's a Cajun fire. You understand this? My mother couldn't cook. All her life she made Cajun food. I never knew it. Do you understand this? Why do people eat sushi? Now, sushi, everybody knows who studied health, Any health addict or anybody who studies anything about nutrition knows that the most dangerous thing in the world that you could eat is sushi. Uncooked fish, raw fish, is a menace to your life and your health. The New York Times wrote a whole story about how many people are passing away from raw fish. It contains every disease in the world, and any normal person would never go near it if it was just called raw fish. But if it's called sushi, it's another status symbol. Oh, sushi? Oh, I eat sushi. Would you like to go out for some sushi? Sushi. If it wasn't called sushi, I said to you, here's a piece of fish. I forgot to cook it. Nobody in the world would eat it, but it's called sushi. Oh, yeah, bitte, it's a chazer. The truth is, it wasn't even invented by the Japanese. It was invented by two Jews. Did you hear about it? Two Jews invented it. They were sitting around and they were wondering, how could we open a restaurant without a kitchen? So does everybody go to health food stores here? In the United States, the proliferation of restaurants, the most on any level of restaurant proliferation,